Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody took $67 and some change out of my bank. That lady I just talked to said, I don't know, something about a pot and $67 a month or something for a membership to I don't know what, but it wasn't me. And I'm on my way to the bank, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stop it.
Oh, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you figure this out together. Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your first and last name to make sure I have the correct account, please, ma'am?
Mary C. Covert.
Thank you. It's a good address. 5265 Whispering Pines Road, Cascade, Virginia.
Yes, that's my address.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize this happened to you. It does look like someone went online and entered a sweepstakes to possibly win. I can't pronounce it. A croisette. It's a fancy dish, basically. It's a fancy, like something you would display on Sunday dinner with food in it. But
no,
someone ordered that. And I'm sorry that happened to you. When that happened, this person paid the shipping and handling, well, not shipping and handling, they paid an entry fee to possibly put you in a drawing, well, them in a drawing to possibly be a winner. And it'll take just a second for the account to load. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make the purchase, and have them open an investigation. I do see it was $5.74 was the first charge on November 27th. Do you see that?
No, all I see is this morning it's telling me $67. I didn't
yes,
see. I may
okay.
not have noticed that, but the 67 just, I know I didn't spend $67.
No problem, ma'am. Okay, so someone paid the shipping and handling, well, the entry fee for $5.74. It would have been the shipping and handling if they drew that person's name for $5.74. It was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership. They charged you $67.32. That is a monthly charge. That would have got whoever did this a $125 gift card voucher each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. Your account is canceled. I will be glad to issue these two refunds since you didn't make this purchase and no one else in your household did.
No. I don't fall for crazy things like that.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Okay,
I'm
so let me
63. I don't even need a Sunday pot dinner because I have nobody for Sunday dinner.
Oh, no. Well, if I was close by, I would fix you Sunday dinner every week, ma'am. I've got you canceled. I've got you refunded. Your $5.74 and your $67.32 will both be back in your account, ma'am, in the next 3 to 5 business days. Let's make sure these two refunds go through real quick for us. And then I will have a confirmation number for you also, ma'am, in just one moment.
Okay.
It'll take just a second.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, yes, ma'am. I'm still waiting on it to come up.
Okay.
Thank you. It should be any moment now. I'll have that cancellation number for us. I do apologize. Our computers are running a little slow this morning, but we'll definitely have that for you in just a second.
Well, I don't have a computer, but the phone has been dragging.
Oh, your phone's been dragging? Well, good. I'm glad to know it's not just me then. Yes, Ann. Your confirmation number is C, as in Charlie.
C.
2 6 2 9 9 6 3 3 4 4 6 6 3 Yes, ma'am. Okay. Anything else I can help you with today, please?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day, please.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.